Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
With your host, Andrew Donaldson, this is Heard Tell.
So the news of Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis has brought out one of the things about the internet that just absolutely drives me crazy. And it's something all of us are guilty of to various degrees if you're online whatsoever. But let's talk about it for a minute. We just don't know how to talk about death and dying and disease. Now, I've already talked about the political and the media parts of the Joe Biden announcement that he has prostate cancer and is apparently very serious and has spread. You can find that. We'll link to it in the show notes on Substack. But I just want to talk about the media reaction for a minute, because it's not even really about Joe Biden or Donald Trump or politics or left versus right or whatever you want to do, because this is all just plug and play formula. The formula is very clear. This happened to this person, and then you take that person and they're either for or against what you're for or against, and then you plug in what they've done previously, and then you end up with an equation that allows you to react according to how you wanted to react anyway, based on who they are and what they previously done. Here's the example. Well, I don't have to have empathy for Joe Biden because he did X, Y, and Z previously, or I can't stand Joe Biden because of what he did to Donald Trump. Or vice versa. It's like, well, I know what Joe Biden said about Donald Trump, so I don't have to give him any sympathy whatsoever. This is a very old thing, and it's a human nature thing that goes long before the internet, but internet just kind of supercharged it, because now you can smash send without really having to think about it and or stand in front of the person you're saying it to. So people get their courage up and the keyboard warriors get really, really brave. But stop and think of what you're saying. If your argument is, I don't have to do this basic human function because this person that in my line of thinking and in my reason and logic, I have already argued is a horrible person, did this other thing, then I am giving all my agency to that horrible person. So you see how this gets mucky really, really fast. Why would you give your agency to the person that you are claiming is so awful that you have to do this other awful thing? You're just admitting that you don't have any standards and your only standard is reactionary to the person you say is terrible, which means you're giving that terrible person doing really bad things complete control over what you do. Have you really thought that one out? The answer, of course, is no, because we just want to smash in, get our hot takes and make everybody think that we know what we're talking about. Now, we're all guilty of this. I've done it. You've done it. Facebook is built on this, but these sorts of things are really good times to just stop and think for a second. Like, yeah, I can do the in-depth political analysis and the media criticism and all of those things around a breaking news story like this. And I did. Wrote 1,200 words on it. You can find it on the Substack. You can find it at ordinary-times.com. Probably end up doing some talking head on it. We didn't know this, but I was on Fox 5 last week, a couple days ago. We'll link to that as well. And we were talking about the media appearances of Joe Biden and how it didn't look good and that the legacy stuff was bad and his obvious decline in faculties. We didn't know when Sunday was coming, but It's one of the reasons I'm real careful on how I do my commentary. Every now and then I'll get real worked up on something that deserves to be worked up on. But that's a perfect example. I kind of tried to be measured. We talked about it. And then when the news broke on Sunday, there's nothing that I said Thursday night that I've got to really be ashamed of. We should do this with all our social media. Here's the thing. I don't know if everybody's told you this yet, but you're going to die. Yes, you specifically. I'm talking directly to you. You're going to die. You're probably going to have a period statistically of some kind of an illness before that, although you may just get hit by a bus or an asteroid or a falling piano, Looney Tunes style. You never know. That's the fun part about death. It just kind of shows up and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You're going to die. If you live long enough, you will probably get it, some kind of dreaded illness. In fact, prostate cancer, researchers say men, all of us men, if we live long enough, you will get prostate cancer. Same thing with women. Researchers have told us that if you live long enough as a woman, you are probably going to get breast cancer. If you live long enough, your body will start falling apart in various and very creative ways that you haven't even thought about yet, and you will have illness issues. Some of us do that even younger. I about died in my mid-30s. That's another story for another day. If you don't know my background, you can find that out on your spare time. You're mortal. You're going to die. And everybody you see on your social media feeds and TV news feeds, they're all going to die too. Sometime in the very near future, all of us will be in the past tense. Maybe we should keep that perspective in mind when real-life stuff like a cancer diagnosis inserts itself into news media narratives like politics. Now, was that release political? Of course it is. And I dealt with that in the writing. But think about this media reaction of, well, I don't have to have any sympathy or empathy for this political figure because this political figure did X, Y, and Z bad. That's a really dumb standard. In fact, that's no standard at all. This is a big problem in our politics. It's a big problem in our political coverage. It's a big problem in our media and social media. And it's a problem, frankly, in our own personal integrity. Stop being reactionary to everything. Now, news media and social media is designed to be reactionary, so this is a little bit of advanced adulting, but let's all do it together because I got faith in you that you can do it, and let's work through this. If you're just going to react to something like a famous person, Joe Biden in this case, getting a cancer diagnosis, your first reaction as a human being should be, oh no, that's terrible. I hope he recovers. I have thoughts and prayers for his family. That's what most people reacted to that. Now, the terminally politically ate up folks did not react that way. They just immediately started slamming it into how do I get my content numbers up and my clicks and my views. That's how that works. And that's extremely unhealthy, but that's also the minority. Now, they're the louder batch on things like social media, news media. They're louder, but that's not the majority of people at all. It's not. Of course, you have to get offline to realize that. Joe Biden is a man first. He was president and a politician for most of his life second, and the things he did in the process of that are all fair game for criticism, whether he's sick or not. And it appears to be he's very sick. But I just want to remind you of a couple of things. If you're a big fan of Donald Trump, and are gleefully all over this Joe Biden story. Remember, Donald Trump is now the oldest president we've ever had. He's not going to get faster, smarter, stronger, entering into his 80s over the next 3 years over the grind that is the United States presidency. Sorry, that's the truth. In fact, if you go back and look right now, the man that came down the golden escalator nearly 10 years ago, there is obvious difference in how he walks, talks, and acts and thinks and communicates now. There's already a decline going. That's going to get worse. So you may want to hold your fire on this Biden stuff because in the very near future, faster than you think, with a lame duck president that is entering into his 80s, all these same arguments are going to get spun right back around as we close out the Donald Trump era over the next couple of years. Don't be reactionary. Just be right. Get it right. Think about what's right. And do right. It'll help you out in situations like this, and you don't look silly on the internet, and you don't end up with things that you're going to be embarrassed your kids read in the near future, and you're not going to feel like a bad person, if you're capable of it, by glorifying in somebody getting cancer. Now, I can criticize all day long Joe Biden's ego in holding on to the presidency and the clear, and it is clear, and sorry, go ahead and get mad, the clear cover up by the people in his team to extend his political career and his presidency when he was clearly not up for it. That's all fair criticism. But Joe Biden, the man, cancer doesn't care. Doesn't care if you're a president or royalty or famous or the poorest person on earth. Cancer just sucks. And it ruins your life, and it takes your health and body away, and it has a blast radius for the people that love you. And any human being on earth, from the worst of the worst to the best, that has cancer, has my sympathy and a little bit of empathy from somebody who's had a lot of health problems in their life. That's okay. We should be able to compartmentalize and separate those different things. I can criticize your politics. I can criticize your behavior. I can criticize your clearly and very public in these cases, actions. I can fruit inspect, if you want to use the term from religion and especially Christianity. I can see what you've produced and I can judge it accordingly. But you don't lose your humanity, and you shouldn't lose your ability to understand that this is a person, this is a human being, and that human being is going to die. And you're a human being, and you're going to die. And these political things we get really head up on sometimes, when these things pop into the news cycle, like, you know, famous people getting cancer or whatever, good time to hit the pause button on how we do a lot of things, step back and go, someday I'm going to have to announce to my friends and family that I've got some kind of an illness, or that I don't have long left to live, or something sudden happens to me, I shuffle off my mortal coil in some unforetold way. And they're going to have to explain it to everybody else. Well, what happened to him? Well, this happened to him. It was a tragic bass fishing accident or whatever the case may be. It's okay to laugh about death. We're all going to do it. We should make jokes about it. We should take that few minutes first and have a little bit of understanding of, yeah, we're mortal. We're all going to die. Famous people are all going to die. You and me are all going to die. Why don't we do a body of work living? And that's what politics is supposed to be, right? People working together to govern people. That's kind of the real bastardized definition of politics. Leave a body of work that stands up to things, so that when people read about our cancer diagnosis, God forbid, or whatever it is that's going to do us in the end, they can go, oh yeah, I know them. I didn't always agree with them, but they were pretty straight with us. They believed what they believed. They did it the right way. Let's do some shooting for that. Quit shooting ourselves in the foot on social media. You know what else might happen? Maybe we'll stop electing a geriocracy under the guise of the other guy's worse, so my guy has to be perfect. We'll stop getting ourselves in this mess in the first place. Wouldn't that be nice?
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos
la máquina. If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.